This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some streets still show signs of snow, and some Milwaukee leaders don't like it. Four Milwaukee Common Council members have announced plans to look at the possibility of refunding over $11 million in annual snow plowing fees. They're citing poor performance by a DPW during last Friday's snowstorm. The aldermen plan to hold a hearing at next month's Public Works Committee meeting to discuss the feasibility of refunding fees. The council members do acknowledge that a full refund is unlikely due to budget constraints. Investigators now know what was in an envelope containing a suspicious white powder delivered to the DA's office yesterday in Milwaukee. The package sent to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's office led to a hazmat response. It's reported that a staffer in the office found the powder upon opening a certified letter. Hazmat crews were called to the scene, and they evaluated three people and cleaned the affected area. The building was not evacuated. The situation was wrapped up in about 3 hours after fire department officials determined the substance was sugar. In response to an 11% increase in carjackings, Milwaukee police have launched a new effort. It's called Operation Winter Guardian and involves placing police units in areas prone to carjacking incidents. MPD officials are hoping the approach will not only lead to more arrests, but to also deter potential offenders. It's a temporary program only running through January. Leaders in Mount Pleasant say they're not concerned by Microsoft's pause. The tech company has temporarily halted construction on parts of its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant. The company says they need to refine the design. Despite the pause, village officials remain confident that the overall scope and nature of the project will not be affected. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers dominate the Saints. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Saints 34-0. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's hard to shut out an opponent in this league, and from what I was told, it was the first one this season, so I was really proud of our defense.
Running back Josh Jacobs with a total of over 100 yards of offense and a touchdown.
I tell people all the time I feel like I'm the heartbeat of the team in the sense of I get everybody energized. I get everybody with the right type of mentality that I feel like we need to have to play in the game.
With the win, the Packers have clinched a spot in the playoffs. NBA, some of the Bucks players not happy they won't be playing on Christmas Day, feeling snubbed by the NBA. Last night, the Bucks beat the Bulls 112-91. Chris Middleton with 21 points.
Chris, I thought maybe his best game of the year. Early in the year, we wouldn't have won either game. Now we're not only winning games, we're winning them, you know, with a cushion. I thought defensively, it's maybe one of our best defensive efforts.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Francis Ford Coppola is a five-time Oscar-winning filmmaker. He's also a survivor of polio. The 85-year-old director shared his experience with the disease during an interview with Deadline, warning people about the skepticism for polio vaccines expressed by Trump's incoming Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy. The Godfather creator says it was his father who saved his life when he contracted polio at a young age and actually lost the use of his legs for 10 days. Coppola's father refused to believe that his son should stay bedridden while dealing with the illness, which was the common belief of how to combat polio at the time. Instead, Carmine Coppola sought a second opinion and found a different approach that suggested mild exercise for those that contracted the disease. Francis Ford praised the vaccine, which came along a couple years later, and says he has never forgotten memories of children in iron lungs calling for their parents. Interesting. Side note, Coppola's father was a composer who created music for many of his son's award-winning films. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a three-and-a-half-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on four screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We'll get to around 35 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 28 tomorrow, Christmas Day. Mostly cloudy, 38 by Thursday, cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.